Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak to industry leaders on financial innovation. Our podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and on our site, innovatefinance.com. My name is Roberto Napolitano. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications at Innovate Finance. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Claire Small, Executive Producer at BBC Storyworks. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Roberto. Hello.
Hello. Travers Clark-Walker, CMO at Thought Machine.
Hey, Roberto. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Travers. Good to have you. Ian Russell, Head of Performance Marketing at MoneyHub.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ian. And Bea Bravo, Operations and Strategy at Paysend.
Hi, Roberto. Hey, everyone.
Hi, Bea. It's great to have you all. So let me give you some overview on the Innovate Finance second series, Wired Differently, Innovation in Finance. We did this series with the BBC Storyworks commercial productions team, and we launched at our global summit in April this year. So the series showcases the innovators that are shaping the world of finance to help people from all walks of life improve their financial well-being. 10 short movies show the ways financial technology is creating opportunities for consumers and businesses around the world. And you can learn more about this program at innovatefinance.com/wiredifferently series. All right, so let's start with Claire. So Claire, tell us more about what you do at BBC Storyworks.
Thanks, Roberto. So I'm an executive producer working in BBC Storyworks. I've been there for about the past 4 years. My role is to oversee the creative and editorial aspects of projects. So at the beginning of each series or project, I'll sit down with the rest of the creative team and come up with the look and feel. We'll set the style and tone that will weave throughout all aspects and all deliverables. That's the films, the copy, the artwork, the website, and through to the marketing campaign. So actually, absolutely adore my job. It's the most interesting thing for me anyway. I started my career about 20 years ago, I'm ashamed to say, that's my age now, in the documentary unit in BBC Northern Ireland. And over the last 20 years, I've worked on producing and directing a number of successful international television series and multi-award-winning projects. So as I said, I love everything I do, and I take such a joy in storytelling. And that's why this has been such a fantastic project to work on. Some amazing stories.
That's amazing, and that's very impressive, Claire. So I'm very glad that we had a chance to work together. So what was the idea behind Wired Differently? So how did the series come about? And mm-hmm. You can tell us, like, why the name Wired Differently?
So we've worked with Innovate Finance now for a number of years. We've got a good working relationship. I think it began in 2019, and we did series one in 2020, just before the pandemic. So probably one of the trickiest times for all of us. Yeah. And we released it not that long or not yet in and around when everything locked down. That being said, our first series was so successful even during that period of time. From the first iteration that we did with you guys, I think a total of the 6 films, yep, are in our top 10 films that my department specifically have ever made. We haven't got our final results for 2023, so what we've done this year, so I'm hoping a couple will get in there. And what we sort of thought was, taking a lead from yourself, Innovate Finance priority areas, looking at vital challenges, we wanted to look at a new series around the themes of financial inclusion, financial wellness, and fintech for net zero. And I think where we came up with Wired Differently, it took the creative team, we sat down and it took a while, because we wanted to do something that was different. Sometimes in the financial industry, and I'm not going to do a sweeping context, obviously it's individual, but sometimes people aren't necessarily placed at the center of communications and what people want to talk about, which is, I think, vital, considering all fintech is really fintech for people. So the title came from a lot of brainstorming, and we wanted to sort of say, we're conscious, like, we didn't want to have heavy jargon. You know, sometimes finance can be overwhelming, so we wanted to move away from that. We tried to make it a bit more human, so slick but playful. And we landed on Wired Differently because it conveys a sense of thinking outside the box, which I think when we subsequently talked to everybody else on the podcast, this is what the brilliance of fintech and innovation is, that people think outside the box. They really do things differently and they are wired differently. I could talk you through all the iterations. We did hand-drawn and then it went through to more neon design, but we just wanted something that was colorful, optimistic, and fun. And we knew that the color palettes for a lot of finance sometimes can be dull, not for the new finance coming up. So we made it very neon and fun and happy as much as possible. So yeah, that was our behind it.
Yeah, and that was great, actually. That was great to work with you and your team. Very creative and very glad that we did work together this year. I thought that was a fantastic, fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
And we'll probably discuss more about, you know, your challenges in terms of like storytelling, and then maybe we can talk about how we measure the impact of this program.
Yeah.
But let's go around the table and let's ask maybe Travers to maybe introduce yourself and tell us more about Thought Machine and how was your experience with Innovate Finance and BBC Storyworks from your end.
Well, hi everybody. So I'm Travers, Chief Marketing Officer for Thought Machine. So look, I mean, we participated in the BBC Storyworks Innovate Finance Wired Differently film series, because we deeply believe in, I guess, the storytelling that goes with what's the state of technology in financial services at the moment, what should the state of technology be moving forward. And this was a very rich, I mean, Claire was describing kind of how the whole idea came together, but it was a very rich method of getting our message across. For those that don't know us, just a little bit of context, I guess, Thought Machine is a next generation cloud native core banking and payment service provider. The story, I guess, iterates around our core banking technology. And the story, I guess, that we were trying to get across is that the technology that underlies banking and financial services is antiquated. It's from, you know, previous generations ago. And we built new technology. But getting the message across about how that technology enables different futures for clients and services and for consumers, you know, the storytelling is a lot about the kind of human endeavor and how people are engaging with financial services, but they can only do that if the technology is of a generation that brings out, you know, new innovations. And that technology isn't like that in banks at the moment. And we wanted to, participate in how we could get that message across. And client voices and consumer voices and the voice of Paul Taylor, our CEO, was an important part of that message, I guess.
That's fascinating. Thank you, Travers. And yes, I agree with you. More change is needed in the financial services sector, and that's why we're discussing this today. Let's ask Ian. Ian, from your perspective, if you can tell us more about what you do at MoneyHub, a little bit more information about MoneyHub, and how was your experience with the initiative, you know, Finance and BBC Storyworks?
Sure. So yeah, my name's Ian Russell. I'm head of performance marketing at MoneyHub. Essentially, I look after the direct-to-consumer app that we have at the business, and more context of MoneyHub as a whole. So that's just one part of what we do, technology business, operating data and payments technology with a particular specialism in open banking, open finance, and open data. And we were really excited to work on this project, sort of echoing what Travers was saying, as a very creative, you know, a creative and exciting way to be able to get our message out, which is all about helping individuals, businesses, and their communities to improve financial wellness by using the tools that we provide to make better informed decisions going forwards.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Ian. And then maybe you can talk with Claire about how we produced this this film with you, because it was quite creative, I think. And last but not least, Bea from Paysend. Can you tell us more about yourself and Paysend, and how was your experience with the program?
Yes, of course. Hi, everyone. I'm Bea. I work with Paysend, Operations and Strategy Manager for LATAM. And mainly focusing right now in our expansion strategy as Paysend is coming into the LATAM region. So just a little bit of the context of who Paysend is. We're a unique global payments ecosystem that enables consumers, businesses, and enterprises to pay, hold, and send money instantly across the world in a simple, secure, and low-cost way. We pioneered in global transfers by having developed the ability to connect the three largest global card networks, which are MasterCard, Visa, and China UnionPay. And this enabled to connect 12 billion cards worldwide and talk to each other, no? So allowing to do peer-to-peer, business-to-person, or business-to-business cross-border transfers. However, as to how we are here, our mission today, part of our big focus in Payson, is to improve the financial well-being and freedom of billions of people that continue to be underserved and underbanked across the world. And in Payson, we introduced Payson Libre in the Latin America region. Libre allows unbanked remittance recipients in Guatemala and soon other countries in the Latam area to receive remittances instantly and directly into a virtual Payson MasterCard by simply using the recipient's phone. So really giving them an alternative to receive money from family members abroad in a fast, safe, and simple way. And why we wanted to participate, and we were very excited to participate in Innovate Finances, echoing what just Ian and Travers said, right? It's just getting that message across in a creative way, being able to do it in an impactful way as well, communicating not only to consumer and businesses, but potential partnerships and collaborations about how the context today continues to be in this underbanked and underserved regions in the world, and how we, through technology, can bridge that gap.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. And then Claire, you mentioned a very important topic, which is financial inclusion, financial wellness. And all these three movies from Thought Machine, Payson, and Money Hub are really creative, really inspiring stories. I actually like them all. They're fantastic. So can you maybe tell us more about when you were producing these short movies, what were your challenges in terms of like storytelling, you know, translating sometimes very complex ideas or complex propositions into, you know, easy to understand messages?
Yes, we did have challenges, but we always have challenges and they make you think more creatively. I actually, sometimes I like to have a challenge because I think it, and again, I think you could say this probably within any sort of innovation or any industry, if you have a challenge, then you have to come at it completely differently and completely creatively, and it actually can cause you to develop ideas and things that you wouldn't have done in the first place if it had been an easy task. I think, again, to come back to the general idea of finance, you know, when it is about people at the core, but sometimes that's not necessarily represented in a lot of the communications or a lot of the ways that people access finance. So I think for us, the challenge was to look at how we put people front and center. I read something really interesting actually this week on LinkedIn, and it was about somebody said, you know, storytelling without emotion is just bullet points and an overview. And I think that's a really key thing that we wanted to get into this. All the different projects and all the different films that we made is emotion. And how you do that, you do it in a couple of ways. Casting, you know, showcasing human sides, like who are the people who, one, are driving the development of financial innovation, what makes them tick, how are we seeing what they do, and then also seeing the people who are benefiting from it and how are they using it. So if I can deep dive a bit more into the individual stories of everybody on this call, starting with Money Hub, the story, just to give everybody an overview, is about Francis, who's a musician who managing money wasn't necessarily something that came naturally to him. So he struggled during post-COVID, and he finally came across, it struggled with, I should say, finances. Obviously he was a freelancer, which again taps into the experience of an awful lot of people. You know, I've been a freelancer in the past. We all know how tricky it is to do that finance and to keep on top of what your monthly incomings and outgoings are. And it's so key because you're just managing yourself as a business. So how we told this story was, again, to see it from Francis's personal perspective and to make it more human. And also just to see how he managed the difficult time that he had and how he came out the other end. Obviously, we interviewed her. We had Sam involved in the film as well, because she gave that expertise, which was necessary, and gave us the context and showed us who she was and the people behind that, the idea, and why it was important to her on a personal level. So I think it worked really well. If we're happy enough, I'll move on to everybody else. It seems as if I'm not picking at everybody's stories. I'm just saying what our challenges were when we came to them.
Yeah, but they're all great stories, actually.
Yeah,
and, you know, particularly the one with Thought Machine, actually, I found it very creative, yeah. Because the concept is quite tricky. I know that we want to focus on human outcomes of innovation, yeah, in financial services. And I thought that was a fantastic, yeah, fantastic film that you yeah, produced. So can you tell us more about Thought Machine film?
I loved working on Thought Machine. I loved working on all of them, but Thought Machine, because it was tricky. And I mean, Travers will, I'm sure, attest, yeah, to talking about cloud banking.
We had lots and lots of creative sessions in terms of how we were going to get across a message about, you know, underlying technology and financial services being antiquated, and how we would turn that into kind of visual stimuli. But Claire, I'll let you kind of play back the story, I guess, in terms of how we did turn that into a visual film.
But I really would love to hear your concept on it as well, because it's always so interesting for me to see how it works on the other side. For us, we sat down, myself and Hannah and the rest of the team, and we thought to ourselves, obviously, how do we tell this story? It's a really important story, and it's very important within the financial industry, but it's not potentially that visual. So we sat down and thought of ways of analogies. So I think our first idea was we'd have it as traffic going around London and showing like the route of traffic and traffic lights. And then we're like, that doesn't really work. So then we went to think about how can we tell it in a metaphorical way. And that's what we did. We used a lot of really interesting stock footage and archive and art direction and graphics. And through that, with an amazing interview with Paul, who was brilliant, and talked about his childhood and talked about everything, and really gave it such a context that it's a really fun film and a really informative film, albeit it's on a topic that is generally incredibly difficult to understand if you're coming at it from a layperson. So I don't know, Travers, how you find the creative.
No, I mean, it was brilliant in execution. For those that haven't seen it, you know, we use stock footage of old video stores and stock footage of telephone boxes on streets, and of course, you know, making clear that those generations of technology have now fallen away. They're a bygone era. They're in our past. But, you know, bringing that in context to the core banking systems in banks, they are from those generations. So now, you know, visually you get this kind of reference point of technology in the past, but the same generation of technology is running, you know, today's banks. And then, you know, moving forward in terms of visual reference of media streaming and modern mobile telephony and so on, and bringing I guess forth the principle that therefore there must be and is a new generation of technology. And as Claire said, combining that with Paul's personal story of, you know, academia and a deep passion for music and rock music, and a deep passion for computing, and, you know, having been given a computer as a child and being told things like, you know, you might make money with the rock music, but you won't make any money with the computers, and, you know, recognizing that you know, that human kind of context of how technology has changed his life and our lives, and will change the lives of, you know, millions and millions of consumers around the world. It was a rich vein, I guess, of creative activity and storytelling, all brought together to basically hammer in this point that the technology in banks is antiquated and it has to change. Cloud technology is the future for them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I really like the film, because actually you have, you know, human stories, but then you also have the story of the founder and the CEO of the business. Like, we have Paul from Thought Machine, we have Sam from Money Hub. So that was a great combination. Bea, I just want to ask you, first of all, I really want to say that I really like the Paysend movie. I think it was fantastic, because you actually feel how fintech can help consumers really, you know, send money, do transactions, and make things easier for them. So Claire, can you give us maybe an overview of the video, that the film that you produced for Paysan? And then Bea, if you want to add anything on your experience producing the video with the BBC Storyworks team.
Yeah. So the film follows Luis as he sends money to his brother, Miguel, I think. What this story is, again, as you've just said, Roberto, there's people at the core of it. This technology are helping people and helping families. And why I love this film as well is firstly the casting. I mean, we worked really hard with Bea and the rest of the team to find somebody who could really convey the messages. We wanted to also film with them in their home environment. So in that sense, I love this film because we've actuality of the family and the extended family and everybody talking to each other and talking to each other on the phone. And I think what I think this story is indicative of from a creative perspective is the way that you can tell interesting and respectful stories. I think it's such a privilege to see into the home lives of different people around the world and see how as human beings, we're all very similar. We're just in different circumstances. So, and I think we achieved that whilst obviously telling the story of Paysend and how Paysend help people. So that's, I just loved it, as I said, for the absolute joy of getting to see this family and these people and how this was truly making a difference to their life. And obviously Bea was in it and was brilliant. So I'll pass to you, Bea.
Thank you, Claire. No, completely agree with you, Claire. I think, you know, it's a remittance. If we kind of just take a step back, you know, and kind of the whole overview of what remittance and the emotion that there is, it's about sending money to your loved ones, right? So there's just so much there. It's people that are many times having to leave their countries, you know, to provide a better opportunity for their families. And it's about what, as you know, companies like Paysan, what are we doing to be able to help them provide the safety, the simpleness, you know, and just being able to send a transfer whenever they need to, wherever they need to, right? I think it was very powerful to see the story of Jose Luis and Miguel Angel, who haven't seen, you know, each other, but through Jose Luis and through knowing his day to day, we were able to bring awareness, you know, to not only the issue that there's currently in the Latin America region, where more than 70% of the population continues to be underserved or underbanked, but actually being able to illustrate the benefits that we know a product like Paysan Libre has and is having already in people's financial freedom. No, so through their testimony, we were able to show how Latino immigrants in the US are a lifeline for the loved ones back at home, no? And because they rely frequently on cash, this results in higher fees for transactions, longer waits, just more barriers. So through the series with Paysan, via Jose Luis, via his experience, we were able to show, no? And with, of course, it was brilliantly told with BBC Storyworks with you guys. It was very creative in the way that we could bring this emotion in how Paysan Libre is helping bridge the financial gap by enabling this unbanked and underserved community in Guatemala, no? And by really providing them with a digital financial tool that gives them great control of their money, you know, their time, and access to start participating in a digital and financial system that should be easy to everyone, but unfortunately it's not today.
Yeah, and I really like this, the Paysan movie, because it really shows that fintech can be a force for good, can really help consumers. That's inspiring, actually. So when we started this initiative with the BBC Storyworks, we really wanted to have some goals, some objectives. So of course we want to amplify these stories as much as possible and reach to as wide as audience as possible. So global audience, actually, because thankfully we were featured on the BBC.com, and so we actually reached many audiences across the globe. So I'm very happy to have Ian on this podcast today, because Ian, you're working in performance marketing, and I guess you're also kind of looking at numbers and data, and you want to kind of measure the impact of this project. So tell us more about this aspect of the project. So what did you look at, and what were your objectives?
Yeah, sure. So as you say, by trade in performance marketing, I'm looking at numbers a lot and wanting to track, you know, things to the nth degree. But actually, what I would say about this project going into it is that we're really looking forward to being able to have this video that would help improve the brand awareness as well. Brand awareness can always be something that's quite tricky to track specifically, but where we have a good understanding of our base levels of lead generation, or on my side with the consumer app, what like organic download numbers look like typically on a day-to-day basis, that when we were actually able to deploy the video and we had exposure at different times, that was then how we were able to look at those notable bumps in those base levels that we can associate with the video going out there through email, or like you say, when it's featured on bbc.com. So yeah, that was kind of like that main way that we looked to track things. But we also just knew that we would have this really powerful piece of creative that we were going to be able to use to convey our message.
Yeah. And actually, when we met with the BBC Storyworks team a few weeks ago, I was really like delighted to see how many millions views actually these films reached. I mean, I was just really happy to see like a kind of a big impact, and more people are viewing these short movies across the globe. So that's incredible. Travers, is that something that you also look at, like the impact of this production, and how were you happy with the outcome at the end?
So yeah, I mean, clearly with all marketing, you try and undertake some degree of measurement in terms of how far something's, you know, how far something's become distributed. And in that regard, you know, we're pleasantly surprised, pleased with, you know, the number of views, etc. But I guess to Ian's point, more importantly, it was, you know, it was having the asset at our disposal. You know, we show it at various company events, we show it at client meetings, it sits, you know, present on our, you know, when we attend industry conferences or seminars or any of those types of things, you know, we use it as an intro piece. So in that regard, it became quite an important asset. And I referenced right at the beginning of the podcast, you know, it's about getting voices out there, whether or not it's client voices, and we do have a client voice in the video as well. You know, we've created our own mini series of client videos, and you know, the combination of that storytelling mindset has been important for the organization. It's, you know, it is difficult, you know, in fintech to get these messages across, particularly when you don't have a consumer brand. We're not a B2C product offering. So it's been a very good catalyst, I guess, for how we have communicated our messages more broadly.
Thank you, Travers. And I guess, Bea, is the same for you. Like, brand awareness is an important aspect of this project. You want to share with us how using the video with your team, with your potential customers?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. Definitely it was to raise awareness, right, among key players and influencers in the industry across the region, right? Collaboration that we could potentially tap into so that we can continue solving this financial exclusion issues within the Latin America region and just across the world. But even more than that, I think we're, at least in pace, and we're starting already to see the results now. Just this year, we partnered Televisa Univision, which is the largest Hispanic media company in the world, tailored right to this huge Latino and Hispanic population with more than about 100 million viewership, just invested and partnered with Payzent so that we can continue bringing this mission and communicating the value that we're building here in the company, you know? And for us, Libre was definitely something that helped to kind of just close this partnership, because as us, they're too trying to find these solutions into how we can bridge this gap. So I think for us, it's been about brand awareness with our customers, but also with, you know, our partners. We have a very clear mission of wanting to bring, you know, the cost for a transaction to 2% or less for the customer. Today, traditional players is about 6% to 10% of the total transfer value. So with these types of collaborations and creative material and storytelling, we've been able to show them like, hey, this is what we want to do. This is what we want to build. And we're looking to collaborate not as vendors, but as partners that can help us bring the and lower the cost for transfers for consumers overall, right?
Thank you, Bea. And I love the fact that this was really a global program, a global initiative, because we're reaching different audiences across the globe. So finally, I just would like to ask all of you if there's any, and Claire as well, if there's any exciting news you'd like to share with us on this podcast from Thought Machine, MoneyHub, Paysend, and BBC Storyworks.
I could maybe send a few or share a few successes in terms of engagements. This would be our, and this is still early days because we do it at 6 months, so I'm only going to share our 8-week report at the moment. So we've had over 1.39 million engagements from our posts about Wired Differently from the BBC social media campaign alone. And roughly a third of those who saw our posts went to engage with the stories. The BBC.com hub site reported an incredibly low bounce rate, which is actually a good thing. That means people are coming on and staying on, which means nearly 60% of the audiences who landed on the website were traveling through it and going through the pieces of content. So that's a very, very good number. And we've had 52,800 linked clicks. That's a tongue twister. 52,800 link clicks from across social media to the series website. So what we're seeing is audiences clearly have an appetite for these stories and discover more. And this is our 8-week report. So once we check in at 6 months and at the end of a year, we would hope to see big increase of that. So great start.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's incredible. Thank you, Claire. And Travers, from Thought Machine, any news you want to share with us? Any upcoming initiatives or things you want to share with the audience today?
Well, gosh, there's always things to share, I guess. Yes. It's fantastic to see the results from Claire there. I'll reference briefly back to the film just to kind of try and connect, announcements along the way. I think one of the pieces is just to watch the phenomenal success. So Standard Chartered were referenced in the film. They have two banks on us, Mox in Hong Kong and Trust in Singapore. And Trust Bank, which I guess is the reference point in the film, just continues to go from strength to strength. It was recognised as the fastest growing digital bank in the world. Has tremendous market penetration over there. But also from Thought Machine more broadly, we brought to market Vault Payments. So the film is largely around Vault Core, so the next generation core banking platform. But as a company, we've also brought Vault Payments to market. So we now kind of stand ready, I guess, to provide the foundations for modern banking, both from the core system and the payment system. So that's pretty exciting news from us more generally. So, multiple, over half of our banks around the world are now in live production state. And as I said, Trust Bank just being one of those phenomenal success stories as referenced in the film. So exciting times all round. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Travers. And what about you, Ian?
So yeah, it's exciting times at MoneyHub as well. Like over the past year, we've been growing at pace, winning more clients that are seeing the value of our technology and putting that into practice from decisioning activities through to payments. And then on the consumer app as well, and tying back to the story with Francis, we're adding more tools to the suite, essentially, to help people get a handle on finances and take back control. We've got a new savings goals feature that goes live in the new year, which is very, very good timing as people look to get ahead there. So yeah, it's exciting. Lots of developments and pushing forward.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And then Bea, what's next for Paysend?
Yeah, well, we're very excited. I mean, for us, Libre in Guatemala, it's just the first step, right, to bring this solution to the Latin America region and to other regions across the world. So definitely continue building on this. This next year, we're going to be opening in Mexico, in Colombia, in Central America and Dominican Republic. And we're very excited to continue just building the partnerships and the collaborations that really have the vision of changing the how the things are done today, right? And really bringing this cost of transfer for the for the customers into less than 2% of the total value, but more so in allowing customers to have a simple way and just an easy, secure way to send and continue connecting with their loved ones back at home. No, so for us, I think it's a very exciting time. This is just kind of like the first step to the Latin America region. So continue building on this, continue iterating and bringing that value to the customers to really, you know, bring that gap down from the financial inclusion perspective.
Excellent. Bringing that gap down is fantastic. I think that's all for this episode of Coffee with Inway Finance. So I'd like to thank all our audiences for tuning in. And massive thanks to our fantastic guests today, Claire from BBC Storyworks, Travers from Thought Machine, Ian from MoneyHub, and Bea from PaySend. So I'd like to thank you all for joining us today for our podcast, and I hope to see you soon in person. So for all of you listening, join us next time for Coffee with Inway Finance, and it's bye for now.